As for Mason and Dixon, they returned to England as scientific heroes, and, for reasons unknown, dissolved their partnership. Considering the frequency with which they turn up at seminal events in 18th-century science, remarkably little is known about either man. No likenesses exist, and few written references. Of Dixon, the Dictionary of National Biography notes intriguingly that he was said to have been born in a coal mine, but then leaves it to the reader's imagination to supply a plausible explanatory circumstance, and adds that he died at Durham in 1777. Apart from his name and long association with Mason, nothing more is known. Mason is only slightly less shadowy. We know that in 1772, at Maskelyne's behest, he accepted the commission to find a suitable mountain for the gravitational deflection experiment, at length reporting back that the mountain they needed was in the central Scottish Highlands, just above Loch Tay, and was called Schiehallion. Nothing, however, would induce him to spend a summer surveying it. He never returned to the field again. His next known movement was in 1786, when, abruptly and mysteriously, he turned up in Philadelphia with his wife and 8 children, apparently on the verge of destitution. He had not been back to America since completing his survey there 18 years earlier, and had no known reason for being there, or any friends or patrons to greet him. A few weeks later, he was dead. With Mason refusing to survey the mountain, the job fell to Maskelyne. So for 4 months, in the summer of 1774, Maskelyne lived in a tent in a remote Scottish glen, and spent his days directing a team of surveyors, who took hundreds of measurements from every possible position. To find the mass of the mountain from all these numbers required a great deal of tedious calculating, for which a mathematician named Charles Hutton was engaged. The surveyors had covered a map with scores of figures, each marking an elevation at some point on or around the mountain. It was essentially just a confusing mass of numbers, but Hutton noticed that if he used a pencil to connect points of equal height, it all became much more orderly. Indeed, one could instantly get a sense of the overall shape and slope of the mountain. He had invented contour lines. Extrapolating from his Schiehallion measurements, Hutton calculated the mass of the Earth at 5,000,000,000,000 tons. From which could reasonably be deduced the masses of all the other major bodies in the solar system, including the Sun. So from this one experiment we learn the masses of the Earth, the Sun, the Moon, the other planets and their moons, and got contour lines into the bargain. Not bad for a summer's work.